Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Dave Hodges, as you know, and you heard my show tag. You can see or hear soon Doug Thornton of the American Vindicta Show. And together, we're the Doug and Dave Intel Report, growing in popularity. And we do appreciate all of you who follow, and we try to bring you the best information. And this may very well be a landmark show. We've got more than we can cover. And if that happens, we'll come back shortly in a day or two and we'll do a part two. But this is just absolutely phenomenal what's going on. We may not have to go overseas to go to war, at least not right away. Could be right on our land mass. And we're going to talk about that in detail. Hey, we're coming to you on my end from the Noble Gold Studios. Of course, I have to tell you, there's no guarantees, but let me tell you this. Advertiser 8.5 years, customer 7.5 years, gold is skyrocketing. This is the time to buy. It's not stopping. It's at 3,300. It's going to go to 4,500. And I guarantee you, this is the time to get in. Plus, Noble Gold can extricate your retirement and most of your savings and convert it to precious metals. And why would you want to do that? Because Dodd-Frank says they can steal it from you. That's a law. So let me send you a free information packet. Go to davehodgesgold.com, put in your email. That's davehodgesgold.com. Put, and don't forget, leave your email and we'll send that out to you right away. Doug has training courses going on and we like to promote those because if you are able to, we think, at least I think, you need to be a responsible gun owner and get trained on how to defend yourself because with all the crap that's in our country right now, and some of what you're going to hear in this show, there's never been a more important time, maybe since surviving in the Old West, that you need to be combat ready as best you can. Doug, you want to tell us more about that?
Yeah, hey Dave, thanks for letting me talk about the class. May 2nd to the 4th, we have our bread and butter course. That's our shoot, move, communicate. It's a CQB course. So the whole goal is to teach the homeowner how to defend your home against a violent encounter or violent intrusion of your domicile. But this can also expand pretty much anywhere, being in a vehicle, being in a store. You're always typically, in close proximity of other people. So we teach you how to stay safe during a dangerous encounter, all the little tips of the trade, situational awareness, how to notice where your exits are, to the point of using de-escalation tactics.
Okay.
We do limited medical training for this, mainly pressure bandage and tourniquet, except we teach you how to do it while under fire. The whole goal here, man, is kind of like what you said. We want to teach the average American person how to use your firearm safely, correctly, efficiently, while also considering the legal side of the house, which no
Yes.
one ever really talks about. So we throw all this into our course. So we have great role players who will really push you. Our targets are people, and they will talk to you, rush you, try to scare you, try to trick you, try to lure you in. And we teach you all the tricks of the trade that I learned being in law enforcement and being in combat operations, how not to get sucked into a dangerous encounter, how to always keep safe distance and to know and weigh your options. And, for the average person, it's too late to learn how to train when you're in the middle of a dangerous encounter with somebody. So for me, I ask people, get the training while you can. If it's not from us, then find someone who will train you.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
that's the goal, man. It is becoming the wild, wild west, especially with the topic we're about to cover. Crime ain't gone down. The risks have not gone down. America is just as vulnerable as it's ever been. If anything, we're gaining more enemies than we are allies right now. So be smart, be practical. We are a veteran-owned Christian-based company, so there's a lot of fellowship. We make sure that there's time to have questions and answers. People show up with various different types of tactical gear, from helmets to radios to the tactical vests to the belts, holsters, and some people, they buy the stuff, they don't even know how to put it together correctly. So we will gladly take our time to make sure that your gear is working for you. If it's not, you can look at what we wear and see if maybe there's another option that you need to
Yeah.
look at. So
Good idea. It's a good idea. I love what you're doing. I really do. And I'm telling you, Doug, spoiler alert, we could see real challenges to all of us here. In fact, some of these are surfacing in places like Oklahoma, California. I wrote about the Tet Offensive coming to America 15 years ago for the first time. And I don't know, maybe it was a word of knowledge from the Lord. But I was right on the money at that time, and I'm not tooting my horn because I wished it weren't true. I have a life to live, and I have fun in my life, and this is not fun. But we have a duty to all of you to try to keep you informed so you can be as safe and as productive as possible. And that's really the goal of what Doug and I are trying to do here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report.
Let me add two things to
Yeah,
this.
tell people how they can find out about you, what site they can go to.
Well, right here behind us, vindictivesolutions.com, you can sign up for the May 2nd to 4th class. We strongly recommend that couples come to this course. If something goes bad in the middle of the night, the husband or wife gets up to go check and see what's going on. The last thing you want is to be in the middle of a violent encounter and then to have your spouse come up behind you and accidentally harm you in the middle of trying to defend your home. So it's a great way to learn communication and new tactics to apply for your own home. A lot of the stuff that we teach you, you can go to your home and you can then make a plan. Practice it. You can take it to your church, make a plan, practice it. It's very practical information. But let me add one more thing. We have a lot of women who've contacted us over the year, and a lot of women who've come to the course, and they've asked, is there ever going to be a women's only course where the ladies don't have to worry about being intimidated, being trained around the men? And in late September, we are providing that course. So it's our same CQB course, like what's happening next month, but it's women only. So there should be no, intimidation factor of having the men or the boys around. And we're solely focusing on, trying to get the ladies just as equally prepared as the men folk, because statistics will always point out ladies are typically at a much higher rate of being vandalized, criminalized. Than men are. You are a softer target. You're a much easier target. It just facts are what they are, especially
Right.
if you're a single mom, if you're out shopping. Man, just look at your crime stats for your own local area and you'll see what I'm saying is proving true. So if that is something that the Lord presses on your heart and you want to contact us, you can contact us through the website, through Vindictive Solutions,
All
just
right.
as it says right here behind us.
Well, you're going to hear self-defense is important, people. It's I like to talk a lot about Bosnia. 1992.
What a horrible time.
I'm hoping we don't get to that level, but the potential exists. And unlike infiltrators that come into the alternative media that will give you similar information to us, and they sound very credible, but they leave you hopeless with no solutions. We're offering you solutions. And some even in my daily broadcasts, I may not have the best ideas out there every time, but I'm trying. And I'll tell you, the way you can tell an infiltrator and someone you need to run from is that they never try to get you to think about what you could do. You're just going to be a hopeless victim, and I'm no one's victim. Anyway, let's start with God, there's so much here. There is so much here. This is of all the things we've talked about, Doug, since our first conversation earlier today, where do you think we should start?
Well, let's start with the general overview of the rising risk of internal war in America. And the part that is not being said out loud very much by any government, especially ours, and that's the threat of the Chinese embedded terrorists who are here in America. Over the years, man, DHS, Border Patrol, we have been seeing such an uptick of military-aged males from China coming through the Darien Gap. They're being smuggled by the cartel to come into America. And then two or three things happen. One, people are being human trafficked and they're going to these marijuana farms, which is what we're going to cover. And they're there as a slave class. It's horrific whenever you hear the conditions these people live in. but they're there to work off the payment, more or less, for them getting to America, and many die. And then from there, you have this other strange dichotomy of where are all the military age males going? Why is it that we have so many Chinese-owned manufacturing, Chinese-owned farms in America? Why are so many of them positioned right outside sometimes the gates of our military bases?
Yeah,
Why
exactly.
was it that the FBI a couple of years ago came out and said at least 90%, if I'm correct when I say this, a very high percentage of every radio tower, cell phone tower that is across America had Huawei devices on it that were spying on people, to include law enforcement and the military. So why is all that happening? Who the heck let that happen? And what are we going to do about it? And the last question, Dave, is if these estimations are anywhere accurate, well, we were seeing tens of thousands of people a month per state. So between California, Arizona, New Mexico, and then here in Texas, let's just say we're seeing roughly 40,000 for a year and a half to 2 years straight of military age males. Where'd all those people go? They're still here. What are they doing here? Why is it that China shipped us all of their potential war fighters? And to me, it's a lot of what China did to Russia decades ago, where they slowly migrated people into the borders of Russia. And the object was, if they ever went to war against Russia, they automatically had 1 to 2 million men of fighting age who could immediately pick up a rifle the moment they were told to. It's the same tactic, and it's being screamed at the congressional level by certain people that are in the intelligence area and federal law enforcement and the military, so on. But it just seems like it's just being ignored. So we, the people, are going to be the ones who are almost 9 times out of 10 going to be somewhere within the vicinity of some of these small arm attacks, much like what you saw with Mumbai, India. It's the same thing here. And it's not just the cartel. It's not just the Islamic terrorists. More, it is people from the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, the Communist Army of China, that are in here. They're infiltrated. They're bedded down somewhere. And we know that we're finding. So this is part of the conversation we had earlier today. When I was still in the agency, we were getting reports that all up and down the border from California to Texas, they were finding Chinese pattern assault rifles, military rifles, and that there were small Chinatowns that were being built up all up and down the Mexican border. Now, here's the thought process. Okay, doesn't mean I'm right. This is just the thought process. They're smuggled in by the cartel. They're given safe travel. All right, safe travel. And then they're installing these small little settlements. Well, in these settlements, they're protected and controlled by the cartel. So the federales ain't going to do nothing about it. They're too scared to, or they're on the pay cut. And from there, you have the PLA creating the small towns, bringing in and manufacturing drugs. And they're also bringing in weapons that's being controlled, or should I say, protected by the cartel. And at the same time, you have Islamic terrorists who are also cooperating with China and with the cartels, who are then being brought into these areas. This is why mosques are being brought up. It was Joe Biggs from InfoWars who first put all this out. And so, this is something that the federal government's known about. But until we make an incursion into Mexico, there's nothing we can do about it. We can strengthen the border all you want, but when you have possibly 5 to 10 million people in here already, and they're in probably every state, every city, the moment they say go, these guys will appear out of nowhere and overwhelm any type of local law enforcement, state law enforcement, National Guard. And it doesn't take a genius to think we're already outplayed. What are we going to do?
Yeah, can you see this on the screen?
Got it.
News Nation, great job publishing this. This is I copied it over to my website. If you're listening on audio, just describe what you're seeing. We see here approximately 8 or 9 Chinese, and the border patrol's inspecting them. They're near the border in San Diego, near San Diego, but they're east of San Diego. I recognize the area. It's not too far from Jacumba, if you're familiar with the area. But these Chinese, I have other pictures that show them parade at rest. We see one guy on the corner here looking down. He's got his arms behind his hands. These guys have all set their satchels down next to their left leg. And here's what's interesting, Doug. How many illegal immigrants detained by the Border Patrol have papers? And we see the Border Patrol agents inspecting Chinese papers.
Yeah, it's not common. And there's other things to point out. Look at all the fresh haircuts, fresh shaved. Everyone appears to be in some sort of an athletic shape. No one's dirty. Their clothes aren't dirty. They're not war torn. These are people who have been catered to, and that's not normal from what we were seeing when we were working the
One of
border.
the things I found out from Michael Yan and others, that there were three major routes out of the Darien Gap into the United States. One of them, the closest to the Pacific, was strictly for Chinese. And they'd have halfway houses along the way that these Chinese would stay in, get fed, change clothes.
Yes.
And this is what we're seeing here. This is a military unit, and it could be a unit designed to come in and take a grid down. 8 spec ops can take a grid down in a city the size of LA. I've learned that from people like John Moore, who was trained in this. But this is a very disturbing fact. So if you're listening on podcast or radio, we are looking at Chinese who are clearly military. There's no women, there's no children. This is clearly a military outfit. It's very disturbing. And so, Doug, what you were just saying, I just wanted to reinforce that by bringing this up. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to thecommonsenseshow.com if you want to see these pictures. And I have several articles with different pictures of the Chinese migrants in there. Just go to the search term at thecommonsenseshow.com and put in the term Chinese migrants, and it'll come right up. And you'll see I've probably have done anywhere between 8 to 10 pieces on this. This is scary beyond belief, Doug. We've been infiltrated. I even have reports out of Camp Pendleton where they were forced to train and stay quiet, supposedly, about the training of these Chinese migrants. And they were teaching them advanced weapons tactics, hand-to-hand combat. Have you heard those stories out of Pendleton?
I've heard similar stories. Don't forget, back in 2020, there was the report of a massing amount of people that were in the Vancouver Island, also in the Alberta province area. And, we also know that the former Prime Minister of Canada was a communist. He was very friendly with China. And, I mean, when you've been more or less surrounded from the north and the south, with all the infiltration that we don't really know about. I mean, we can say we have all the numbers. My Border Patrol counterparts would tell you for every one that we caught, three got away. So for every 1,000 that we caught, 3,000 got away. For every 10,000 that came and turned themselves in, 30,000 got away. So it's the gotaways that are obviously the biggest problem. But at the same time, we didn't return or force out the ones that were caught, and they weren't caught anymore by this point in time when Biden took over. They were turning themselves in. And I was getting active reports from our guys on the border who were there during these operations. I mean, just incredibly infuriated. And I've been there and I've dealt with this too, where, people are just coming up to you in droves, turning themselves in, and you're being told by your, chain of command, well, just let them go. Verify their papers, or sometimes don't, just point them in the direction that they're supposed to walk to. And so, while Border Patrol is being more or less detained by these groups at the same time, you don't know what else is being brought through. It's not just human trafficking, it's human trafficking and drugs. And then it's human trafficking, drugs, and then weapons. And it's human trafficking, drugs, weapons going north. And human trafficking, drugs, weapons coming south through the border at the same time. You have tunnel operations that are happening nonstop. We can't find all of them. We don't have the agility right now as a government to go out and start pinpointing them and taking them down. Because the moment you find a tunnel, destroy it, another two are being dug. So it's incredibly frustrating. I know why so many guys were retiring early or were leaving the agency saying, screw this, I'm giving up. This is beyond hope. And you know it, the thing is that you have a government who knows it, who knows how to stop it, but somebody in Congress or somebody's allows it to happen. Every time one group says we need to stop it, the other side, which was typically the Democrats, would come out and say, well, no, wait, these people are here for hope and change. You know, they're the dreamers, as the Obama Act. So whatever excuse was made, the terrorists still got in. The armies that are soon to be activated still got in. And let's not forget this. While the Republicans want to say they're the good guys, there's 33 former Republicans who are lobbyists for China, to include former Speaker of the House John Boehner.
Yep, I
There's
remember this.
more former Republicans that are lobbyists for China that sit in the Capitol all the time trying to get more things for the PLA than there are even Democrats that are registered for it. So both sides have sold us out. Both sides are doing nothing but eventually helping with the, I could only guess, future conquests of America by China and its allies.
Yeah, I'm almost speechless at this. It's hard to even know where to go next with this because there's so much information out there right now. To give a little history, I believe these potential attacks upon America, the child trafficking that's greatly increased with drug trafficking, gun running, I believe 2014 was a key year. And that was the Central American invasion, the first big one, the Beast Train. And Doug and I looked up on my website. Congressman Bridenstine at the time tried to go to Fort Sill with the reports of child trafficking on the base, and they were running the operation out of the base in Oklahoma. And here's a congressman in his own district goes to the gate, and they said, "Sorry, Congressman, we're closed. Come back in 2 weeks and make an appointment." So clearly, Fort Sill was hiding what was going on. And so the enemy within, people, the enemy within, and there has been lots of work out there that talks about how many of the Democrats have been members of these radicalized Democratic Socialist Party, which is a feed-in to the American Communist Party. And I'm not making this up, but I'm telling you their household names, including Chuck Schumer, AOC's come lately. Bernie Sanders, this is why they say democracy. And I want to make this point here. The democracy, they say, well, Trump is threatening democracy. They're correct. He is threatening democracy. Democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding who's for dinner. We have a republic form of democracy with a constitution that guarantees civil liberties. And because you're outnumbered doesn't mean that you sacrifice your rights. In a democracy, you can have your rights taken from you. So when the Democrats say Trump is threatening democracy, they are correct. And what they're telling is they want mob rule, just like the Bolshevik communists did in Stalinist Russia.
Well, there's two training exercises we need to bring back up in case anyone's forgotten these or just didn't know it. One would be Jade Helm, that happened in 2016. And the other two would actually be, I think it was called the Big Shake Project or whatever, but it happened on the West Coast. And it was whenever the Cascadia subduction zone slide would eventually happen and have that catastrophic earthquake, 8.0 or higher. We were testing how could local, state, and federal and the private contractors, the privatized side of the electric companies, how could we handle that type of a scenario? How quickly could we reestablish electricity across the Western seaboard? And what would be the chaotic effect of all of it? And so on both of those operations for the West Coast, we brought in not just the Chinese, but we also brought in Russian officials.
That's true.
And that was during Obama. So you got to ask yourself, why the heck would you bring in what you were saying is our enemies to learn how to take down our grid and what it will take to reestablish the grid? So not only did you show them how to do it, what to hit, what was fragile, what's already fractured, but they learned how degraded our system was. They learned how to attack it, and then they learned how to prevent the reestablishing of those connected lines and who would be the parties doing it. So what greater place in my mind to start infiltrating people and putting your people into those positions?
That's true. I'm going to add to that. Yeah, you're actually, I believe, talking about what was called the Grid X drills.
Yes. Yeah,
Yeah, and that's
they
spelled
call it something different
GRID,
for us.
second word X. And I covered that extensively. In fact, my congressman at the time actually came to my church, and we probably had 8,000 people there, and he showed the threat to the grid. And he tried to get Obama's attention, the nuclear re regulatory agency tried to get their attention. They laughed him off as a creep, and then they basically framed him to get him out of office for a crime he didn't commit, and he was never prosecuted, but they forced him into resignation because of what he did here. There's another aspect to that same time. Not only did we teach the Russians and Chinese how to take down our grid, we have yearly war games designed to learn how to fight against China, Russia, and China and Russia in the Pacific theater with some of our allies. And in the time that Grid X was going on, I believe it was either 3 or 4 years of the Obama administration, the RIMPAC games were invaded by the Russians and Chinese, and they were allowed to participate. So we showed them our military tactics at the same time. This was Obama's treason against America.
Yeah, so it's not just our government, but our allies, who have the same amount of lobbyists and connections with China. Well, they're learning how to cripple their system at the same time.
Yeah.
And, we can't control what's going on in the EU, but we know that it's a mess. Same thing with Australia. Australia is heavily compromised. Same thing with New Zealand. The Philippines are no better. The Philippines absolutely hate China, but they're just as compromised. China, in a sense, has been circling the wagons around America through every backdoor possible. And even if their economy is being crushed right now, they have a card up their sleeve in Africa. You have untapped resources hidden in the ground in Africa, from the diamond mines to the precious metal mines that are all across, the silver and gold, even to the rare earth mineral resources that are there. And that's the Belt and Road Initiative. The Caribbeans have been taken over by the Belt and Road Initiative, and so is South America. And South America is pretty much joined to the Axis at this point, Russia and China. You can't dig them out of there. It's a launching off point. So while America has been surrounded, strangely enough, our foreign allies are all surrounded and compromised. Our Congress is compromised. Our governors are compromised. Remember the friendly governor list to China. And out of 50 governors, what was it? Like 75 to 80 of them were considered compromised. And there was only five or six that weren't. So, I mean, the day it happens, you got to think about this. Whatever the event is that leads us to that, the day it happens for China to say, okay, it's full send, we got to go now. You can already expect the amount of people in America alone who are in their bank accounts, in their back pocket, who are going to be on their side and not on ours. It's an incredible thought.
Ed Calderon, we've talked about him today, former what we'd call a spec ops in the Mexican Special Forces, near the top of the pyramid of power and knowledge. He's in the United States now doing YouTube appearances. Doug, we should try to get him on. He's talking about just what you said, and a whole lot more. But he says this. He used this example on a podcast I was watching yesterday. He said, imagine Taylor Swift, hypothetically, she's not involved. And he said, imagine she was giving money and donating to cartel activities to help facilitate fentanyl trafficking into the United States. And he said, what should happen? And the podcaster said, They should get the knock at the door from the feds. He goes, yeah, now it's not Taylor Swift, but it's prominent American officials and politicians that are playing ball with the other side. And I'll just remind everybody, on my website, I have a picture, and it's been there now for 10 years, of Beto O'Rourke, Mr. Make All Drugs Legal, Nancy Pelosi, and Nieto, President Nieto of Mexico at the time, crossing the street in Mexico City. And Nieto, according to Chapo Guzman in his trial, and the judge struck the testimony, but he said, oh, yeah, I paid Nieto $100 million to look the other way so I could continue our Sinaloa drug trafficking in Mexico. And that's who Nancy Pelosi and Beto O'Rourke were hanging out with. Doug, I have the picture. You can't take that back. And so going to what Calderon said, and this is where you need to be worried. So, Doug, let me set you up for the Oklahoma story that we want to cover before we close. Calderon said, Mexican people are disappearing by the tens of thousands near the border. He said they get drafted into cartel, they get trained. If they fail, they get killed. And then, of course, they use all these clever solutions to dissolve the bodies. There's even been, he mentioned, a concentration style camp in Mexico in which they found somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 bodies. And this is from a guy who knows what the heck he's talking about. Okay, Doug, it's not just the border, and we got the military between them and us. Tell the audience what you have learned about Oklahoma.
All right, so April 15th, you can see this at kake.com. It's one of the news websites that's in Oklahoma. Police seize 477 pounds of marijuana, 11,000 plus plants in illegal grow bust in Ponca City, Ponca City. Authorities in northern Oklahoma arrested five people. They're all Chinese. And seized more than 11,000 marijuana plants from the operation grow. Kay County's sheriff's office said that the sweep of a property at 3880 West South Avenue in Ponca City on Wednesday yielded 11,269 plants, 477 pounds of processed marijuana. Five people were arrested and charged with aggravated manufacturing of marijuana and trafficking a controlled substance. And then it gets a little bit more bizarre. Investigators also allege that one of the people that were arrested, I can't pronounce his name, so I'm not even going to try to, had clothing that appears to be consistent with uniforms of the People's Liberation Army, the primary military branch of the People's Republic of China. The raid was a collaborative effort of Kay County Sheriff's Office, the Attorney General's Organized Crime Task Force, Ponca City Police Department, and the DEA, Oklahoma National Guard, the FBI, and DHS.
Why isn't this mainstream media news?
It's a very, very good question. If you go back, and anyone can do this research, go to freaking Google. Whoever thought that'd be a verb, but you can go and search this on the internet. Illegal Chinese marijuana growing operations in America. You will find a wide variety of conversations across America for this. So people are being trafficked from China to South America, come up through the Darien Gap. They make their way into Mexico. And by the way, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala are, they all have a pipeline to push these people through. They get to Mexico. They're then catered for and treated, and then they get pushed into America, where they, for the most part, are coming into slave labor. And this was in New Mexico in 2024. New Mexico State special agents were inspecting a farm, found thousands of more cannabis plants than state law allows. Then, on a subsequent visit, they made another unexpected discovery: dozens of undeferred, shell-shocked Chinese workers. These are slaves. The workers said they had been trafficked to the farm in Torrance County, New Mexico, were prevented from leaving, and then also never got paid. Quote, they look weathered, says Lynn Sanchez, the director of a New Mexico social services nonprofit who was called in after the raid. She says they were very scared and very freaked out. They're part of a new pipeline of migrants leaving China and making unauthorized border crossings into the United States via Mexico. And many are taking jobs at hundreds of cannabis farms springing up across the United States. And this is happening from the farms that have been found by federal and state and local authorities. There's, I think it's in the realm of 200 or more from California all the way to Maine. So that's just a small piece of that pie,
I want to
right?
give you another piece here that really supplements what you're saying. And this is, I would call this mainstream media, Netflix, okay? A true crime documentary series called Murder Mountain, produced by Netflix, focuses on Humboldt County in California. And focuses on the local marijuana industry, multiple disappearances and murders in the surrounding mountains. The series says examines the case of Garrett Rodriguez, a cannabis grower who was found murdered by his father, who went looking for him in 2013. Now, let me give you a little detail. Okay. In the video, in the opening of the documentary, I should say, you have the camera on for the sheriff's car, and you have a driver and you have a deputy next to him, and they're going to a meeting to try to work out a peaceful solution to all the crap going on in Humboldt County. In other words, the law enforcement was reduced to making deals with criminals, and Chinese, by the way, now have taken over this operation, and so they're on their way. Two motorcycles pull up. On either side of them, and the motorcycle riders are armed with shotguns. And so the deputy starts to reach for a service revolver, and the driver says to the deputy, no, 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 no. This is how they do business. They're just guiding us to the meeting point. The judges in Humboldt County are corrupt. The sheriff's department is corrupt. This was all exposed. And listen to me, the year was 2013. And now we have a guy, and gosh, I wish I could remember his name, Doug. He is with like the Forest Service, and he uncovered all these Chinese operations with drugs. Exactly what you are saying.
Yep.
But this has been going on for at least 12 years in Humboldt County, and that whole area there. They like raise their own marijuana. They divert water from the rivers, causing problems for the farmers downstream, and some of the crops are getting lost because of drought. And they use that to water their marijuana plants.
Yeah, so you can look up that interview. What actually happened on Joe Rogan? I think it's like a 2.5 to 3 hour long interview with that former game warden who was talking about it. And let me add to this. This is from ProPublica.com. Oklahoma has quickly become a top seller of illicit weed, although street prices fluctuate and calculating the value of a black market is complex. Officials estimate the value of illegal marijuana grown in the state, just Oklahoma, between $18 billion and $44 billion a year. State investigators have found links between foreign mafias and over 3,000 illegal grows, and they say that more than 80% of the criminal groups are Chinese origin in their triad. The federal response, however, has been muted with the spread of legalization, decriminalization. Enforcement has become a low priority for the U.S. Department of Justice, anti-drug veterans say. And this is the quote. The challenge we're having is a lack of interest by federal prosecutors to charge illicit marijuana cases. They don't realize all the implications. Marijuana causes so much crime at the local level, gun violence in particular. The same groups selling thousands of pounds of marijuana are also laundering millions of dollars of fentanyl money. It's not just one-dimensional. Chinese mafia has become the dominant money launderers for Latin America cartels, dealing narcotics, including fentanyl, which has killed hundreds of thousands of millions by now, Americans. The huge revenue stream from marijuana fuels the laundering apparatus, which is the most extensive network of underground banking in the world, says former senior DEA official Donald M. The profits from the marijuana trade allow the Chinese organized criminal networks to expand their underground global banking system for cartels and other criminal organizations. And it's completely out of control. So you're not just doing human trafficking, they're bringing in weaponry. All right. And it's not just weaponry, they're bringing in soldiers. And here's the caveat. across America, and I think the FBI's talked about this, multiple agencies have talked about this. There is roughly, I think it's 30 to 40 known Chinese compounds that have been bought by Chinese billionaires. One of the biggest ones was here in Texas, in South Texas. The guy bought like 10,000 plus acres just south of a Air Force base. It was planning on building a runway that could fit every one of our biggest military planes on that runway. So why the need to buy so much land? Why the need to implement so much Huawei spy devices on our towers? Why the need to have such a lucrative operation of selling illegal cannabis? Why the need for the human trafficking? Why the need for bringing in millions of military-aged males? My opinion, they're getting ready for that final day when they get the green light, and we're going to be completely overwhelmed.
Ted, offensive stuff. Listen, I'm going to give you some numbers. I interviewed JJ Carroll. He very highly credible guy. We've spoken to Take Our Borders Back together. He's been on my show 3 times. This guy is the real deal, and he's been on the front lines as a supervisor. I made the mistake of saying I'm concerned, JJ, because we have 8 million gotaways in America right now that escaped federal detection. I said, and he corrected me, says, no, Dave, it's 13 to 15 million. Those are our estimates from Border Patrol. And I said, okay, I stand corrected. And then I started to ask my question. I said to him, if I'm coming into America and I've received all this help in getting here, all I've been told is I just turn myself into a federal official. They'll give me a court date. I never have to show up. I get transported to the city of my choice. I get a work permit. I get a hotel room. I get free food, free medical. Why would I not accept that? So why would, in JJ's numbers, 13 to 15 million illegal immigrants become gotaways because they don't want to be identified as gangsters and terrorists? Would you agree with that?
Exactly. While we're so busy trying to play whack-a-mole here in America with all the dangerous Latin gangs and also trying to go after international terrorism, like, all the violent Islamic extremists and jihadists, you have another group that, in subterfuge, has completely snuck in. They've blended in. They've remained low, slow, not drawing any eyes to them. But while that's happening, they're gaining money, influence, power, and weaponry. So you can, I mean, if we, let's just say we went after every criminal gang there is in America. We got them all deported to freaking El Salvador. They're in one of Trump's, latest big, beautiful prisons. You still have the estimations, which are all across the board. When I was still in DHS, the thought process from Border Patrol in El Paso, all the way to Brownsville, because I worked mainly in Texas, was that there's about 40 to 50 million illegal people in America. 40 to 50 million.
That's
And
what JJ says.
I heard that every single year, and DHS stats were like, oh, it's like 3 to 4 to 5. No, that was a year. That was a year. Tell the truth. The politicians won't tell the truth, though, because then it looks like they're completely inept, which they are, and it's totally out of control, which it is.
Well, originally they sold it to the politicians and the big corporates because, hey, look, hire an illegal. They won't unionize. They're not subject to worker protections everyone else is subject to. So you can basically treat them like crap, take advantage of them, pay them below minimum wage, and they'll be productive for you. So it was a big little cabal of politicians and corporates that wanted this to happen, and they passed meaningless legislation, that you have to register an I-9 and all that nonsense. And it just didn't happen. And so you're absolutely right. But it's gotten more serious. And I'll tell you, I think a turning point was this, Doug. When Eric Holder, as the attorney general, to show you how criminal he was, he facilitated fast and furious gun shipments into the cartels in Mexico. 3 Border Patrol agents were killed with these guns. And the most famous case was Agent Brian Terry, who is murdered by cartel using a fast and furious gun. And you know, it's interesting. Peter Navarro, one of Trump's advisors in the first term and a lawyer, did not have to testify before J6. He had privilege, client attorney privilege, and they threw him in prison for 4 months for refusing to testify. Eric Holder did the same thing on Fast and Furious, and he got a walk. I mean, this is just how the game is played, people. Obama was a Ford Foundation PSYOP creation. That's where they did MK Ultra. He's a brainwashed, fill in the blank, what you want to call him. His mother, Ann Dunham, worked for Tim Geithner's father, who was Tim Geithner, used to be head of the World Bank. And it was a CIA operation with the Ford Foundation. And that's who became your president. I
Okay.
just, it, Doug, I, this, there's no need to hold back anymore. This stuff is now public information. This is not, in fact, the Fast and Furious stuff. You know, I know one of the gun owners in Glendale, Arizona, who was told by the feds, "We found a couple of violations on your guns, and it's 20 years or ship your guns to Mexico." That's how they did business with the gun owners. And I'll give you something else, Doug. This is, you'll love this. This is from Doug Hagman. Doug Hagman was actually featured in the New York Post for his great investigative work in Butler County with the assassination. And we know, without doubt, that they plan to use, Doug, what you said would happen in a high-profile assassination, that they would use mass casualty weapons. And your intended target would be the victim of a mass casualty event. Oh, well, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. One of the guys that's in custody, but they're not telling anything about him, he had two cars with bombs in them. And Doug's uncovered this. It's unquestionable this is true. And somehow a good agent detected this and stopped it, which is why they had to go to Plan B, which was a JFK style hit on Trump when he was shot in the ear. This is how compromised we are, people. And many of the Secret Service were in on compromising his protection right to the top with Kim Cheadle and then her replacement, the deputy director. I forget his name right now. We've been infiltrated by communists who want to overthrow this country. And that's, I think it's an accurate term. Would you call them something else, Doug? I'd call them this is a communist takeover. What would you call it?
The enemy. I mean, I don't know what else to call them. That's what they will be. It's what they are.
They
And
need to be treated like the traitors they are, tried in a fair court of law, and then hung by the neck until they're dead, which is the punishment, one of the punishments for treason.
well, you just got to ask yourself, why was the FBI on a crusade to try and imprison Christians who were, First Amendment right, they were protesting at abortion clinics and they were terrorizing them. And then it does come out the FBI was targeting Catholics and Christians and so on and so forth. We're so screwed up as a nation. It's no wonder why no one trusts anyone, why no one trusts this government or the agencies that are supposed to be there to protect you. It's no wonder why everybody is just a little worn down. I would say to the point of apathy, where you read these things about like what we're reading today, and people just bat an eye and they go, oh, well, that sucks. Of course, that's what's happening. And so, people are just kind of lulled into this dangerous sleep where you hear this stuff so much, you just kind of think, well, it hasn't happened to me yet. So I'll just keep living day by day. And it's the reason why we try to ring that bell as much as possible. Guys, don't sleep on this. Get prepared, be wise about this. Any day, any freaking day that they want to start the complete internal destruction of America, it can be very successful. I mean, very, very successful. I don't care how awesome our military is, if just randomly 3 to 4,000 people showed up at the front gate armed, they're already screwed because only the MPs are armed and they're very they're not armed very well, and you have to then activate all the troops. They have to go to the freaking bunkers where all the ammo is stored. Then they have to go to the armory, which is on the other side of the base. So you got to draw out the arms from the armory. Someone's got to go to the bunkers to get all the ammunition, and that's going to take time, a lot of time. And we're unprepared for even an active shooter. We're unprepared for something as small as a Mumbai India terrorist attack, where there was just, I think it was three teams of 5 to 10. We're unprepared for that. I mean, look at this last guy who said that he wanted to, kill Trump. Another guy with a Ukrainian connection. Things are starting to quickly escalate out of control.
Well,
And
by losing the election, the left has lost control, and the thing that can resort to is mass violence, and then
well,
use their terrorist allies. Hey, look, let me throw this at you. I want your opinion on this. I've said this from the beginning. DOGE isn't just about finding waste, fraud, and abuse. Well, maybe the abuse fits here. The abuse is that DOGE is a money laundering operation in part for the criminal terrorists that are here that'll enact a Tet Offensive style attack on America. And this is why Trump is deporting these people, because they probably are the frontline soldiers, maybe outside the Chinese. Do you agree with that?
I think they're the distraction device. I think that's what they are. They're the distraction device. They're out of control. They're so unorganized, it's hard to pinpoint them and target them. And the greatest threat, once again, is the grid. And I know I talk about this ad nauseum, but just remember, if you're going to take down a country, you have to take down communications, just like we did in Iraq. You have to take down the grid, just like we did in Iraq. It's the same thing Russia is doing to Ukraine, and Ukraine, vice versa, is trying to do it to Russia. It is the tactic that works every single time. Electronic jamming measures are already in play. The cartel has been using electronic jamming measures attached to drones. Our border patrol and local law enforcement, state law enforcement, have been finding these drones, or at least documenting them. Then you had, obviously, all the migrants, the illegal migrants who've come over here. The thing is when you go to rush the target, it has to be so overwhelming that your response is a mute point. You can't focus on 20 things at once. And America is such a big country. We cannot focus on everything at once. But man, you cut the power and people are already
Sure.
here. Maybe that is the siren call. When the power goes out and it doesn't come back on for a week, you guys are in place. Start doing what you were told to do before you got here. And what are we to do but respond, to react?
Yeah, I
And
hear you. You've been saying this very consistently for 4 years about the grid. Doug, we're just about out of time. And again, I wanted to review with people about how they can follow you and then sign up for your course. And so let's do that. We're going to come back and do a part two. Folks, we barely talked about Ed Calderon stuff. We didn't talk about Israel's plan to invade Iran that Trump is headed off. We're going to hit all this in our next broadcast. But tell people how they can follow you.
American Vindicta Show. We're on YouTube. We're also on Rumble. Also, Vindicta Solutions. We have a YouTube channel on there. Please make sure you also go to the Intel Report, wherever, whatever venue you're watching this. Go to the Intel Report, Doug and Dave Intel on YouTube. Please like, share, and subscribe. After that, Vindicta Solutions. If you want to come out and see what our training is and why people are coming back 5 or 6 times to get the same course, come and check us out. VindictaSolutions.com.
TheCommonSenseShow.com is where you should go. Sign up for our newsletter. It's one-stop shopping. Over 50,000 people are taking advantage. We do anywhere between 5 and 10 publications daily. Just get the email and you have everything right there. TheCommonSenseShow.com, and put in your email address. We don't sell your data. I'm not Facebook. And sign up. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. This is begging for a part two. We knew it was going to end up this way. And I'm looking at my list here. We got through about 55, 60% of what we wanted to talk about. We'll be back with more. Meanwhile, train, prep, and pray, to steal a phrase from Doug. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks, Doug.